Now, what are they to do? In verse 5, he says, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. First, remember. Memory is a marvelous thing. A memory is something God has given us, has been said, so we can have roses in December. But here in California, we have them because we all got short memories out here. We have the real roses. But memory is a marvelous thing. Someone said it's a luxury that only a good man can enjoy. Remember, do you remember when you were converted? Do you remember what a thrill it was and what the Lord Jesus meant to you? And have you become cold and indifferent? Have you gotten away from Him today? Are you in a backslidden condition? Remember. Remember where you were, and you can get back there. And He says, and repent. And believe me, we need that today. Repent. We need to break the shell of self-sufficiency, the crust of conceit, the shield of sophistication, and the veneer of vanity, and get rid of the false face of piousity, and stop this business of everlastingly polishing our halo as if we're some great saint. Repent. Go to Him. And repent means to return back to Him. And repentance is the message for believers today. How dare the church tell an unsaved man to repent? What he needs to do is to turn to Christ. Now, when he turns to Christ, he'll turn as the Thessalonians did from idols. Whatever his sin is, he'll turn from it. But you've got to turn to Christ first. And that's the way the Thessalonians did it. How ye turn to God from idols to serve the living God. Wait for His Son from heaven. But the church needs to repent. And that's a message they don't want to hear today. Repent and do the first works, or else I'll come unto thee quickly and I'll remove thy lampstand. Remember, repent, and return unto Him. Or He'll come quickly and He'll remove thy lampstand out of his place, except thou repent. He says, I'll remove your lampstand. And how many churches have been practically closed? The one time the crowds came, but they don't anymore, because the Word of God is no longer being taught. My friend, may I say to you, he's still watching the lamps, and he doesn't mind trimming a wick, and he doesn't mind using the snuffers when it refuses to give light. Now he says to this church, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. And we're going to have them before us again. We might say here, the word is a double word. Nikao means to conquer, or rule, and laos means the people. We get our word laity from that. And it's difficult to identify who the Nicolaitans were. There are some that think it was a priestly order that was beginning to take shape, and they attempted to rule over the people. The second is that there's no way of identifying this group with any in the early or late church history. And then the third explanation that's been offered is that there was a man by the name of Nicolaus of Antioch. And he apostatized from the truth, and he formed an antinomian Gnostic cult which taught that one could indulge in sin in order to understand it. They gave themselves over to sensuality with the explanation that sins did not touch the spirit. And that Nicolaitan refers to this cult, and I rather think that's the best explanation. The church here in Ephesus hated it. A little later on, we'll see the church in Pergamos tolerated it. Now he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. He that hath an ear, that is that blood-tipped ear. Not everyone can hear the Word of God. Oh, I know they can hear the audible sound, but they miss the message. And this is a phrase that the Lord Jesus uses to alert dull ears. You remember he used that expression. They have ears to hear, but they hear not. Now he speaks to those with spiritual perception, and I hope you're listening today. Now the Spirit here is the Holy Spirit. He's the teacher of the church. And it says to him that overcometh, that refers to the genuine believer. And we can only overcome through the blood of the Lamb. Now he says, I'll give to him to eat of the tree of life. And if you'll recall, man was forbidden to eat of this tree after the fall. But in heaven, the no trespassing sign will be taken down, and they'll be given the privilege, all of us, to eat of the tree of life. Now, what kind of fruit it is, I don't know. But I think it's going to really enable you to live it up. Oh, most of us really don't know much about living yet. We just have sort of a vegetable existence down here. But we're going to have a good fruit existence up there. We'll eat of the tree of life. And we're going to live as we've never lived down here before. Now, the paradise of God that's mentioned here means the garden of God. Heaven is a garden of green primarily, and it's not just a place with streets of gold. Let's not emphasize that too much, by the way.